So as always, we just come into a nice seated breathing space. We're working on our posture, nice and tall, drawing the shoulders up and back, and trying to elongate the neck as comfortable as for us, and drawing the chin slightly back, not down, but a little back towards you. And we're breathing. As we know, the yogic breath, it's in and out through the nasal passages. And letting ourselves time to adjust to that inner world. As we know, the fifth step of classical yoga is pratyahara yoga. And that means withdrawing the mind from external physicality, from external objects, introverting the mind to a more quieter space. We do that by closing the eyes. Sometimes we do that by folding the tongue up against the roof of the mouth. That also helps. Controls the swallowing sensation, and it puts the taste buds into a state of rest or inactivity. These are all things that yogis do to close down the motor sensory organs. Padmasana is actually helpful in withdrawing the energies of the lower chakras, which are physically oriented, generally speaking. Padmasana is lotus posture. But even then, sitting in any posture and just closing the eyes and seeing and feeling inside helps create a sense of momentum towards your inner world. And then on your inhale, let's just tap right at the heart. And some people think that the solar plexus at the navel point, but according to the yogis, the solar plexus is the heart chakra. And the heart chakra is related with the aerial factor, with the airs of the body. It helps purify the air. It's also known as the Saura Mandal, S-A-O-R-A, Mandal, which means it's related with the solar system. And they say that heart chakra reflects and refracts all the light from the stars. And we're really connected. It may sound a little bit out there, but we are so connected to this whole entire cosmological order that, it's not just that we're connected to the Earth by gravity. We're connected to all the bodies of this universe, that there's underlying force or consciousness. And not just that, there's a physicality, there's a physics behind it as well. So anyway, that heart chakra is known as Saura Mandal because it reflects all the celestial bodies of the solar system. And we're just breathing into that space. Each and every respiration fills the heart with light, with warmth, with love. And really start to channelize and harness your energy, right, coming into that. This is the fourth chakra point. It's also the first chakra that's purely sentient. The lower chakras are not sentient. This is the first chakra that's sentient. We're just trying to breathe with the entire solar system here. We're just trying to create a very comfortable breathing ratio where we don't just feel like we're breathing for ourselves or for a unit entity. But we're letting our egos subside and slip away. And we're linking up with a greater flow, a cosmic breath, a universal breath. The first stage of Bhagavata Dharma is known as Vistara, which means expansion. And here we're just expanding the domain of our own heart, the expansion, the periphery of our minds. So with each and every inhale, the heart becomes a little bit bigger than it was on the prior inhalation. And by heart here, we're not referring to the physical organ. We're talking about our sense of linking, our sense of growth or expansion, so that we're not just limited to our own unit being, but we can start to feel and connect with a greater portion of the cosmos. And that's actually what love is. When you bring someone else into your own heart and you consider them your own, then there's love. Love with our children, with our families, with our communities. But with the eyes closed, we can expand that beyond where we see, feel, and touch, and it can just be done in a much more subtle, very powerful manner. We let all disparities and differences dissipate, and we watch the boundaries of our own heart expand outwards. So now let's just take it for experience. On the inhale, we just expand. We're not expanding our heart, but our heart feeling that sense of connection and love and caring for all those entities and beings around us. And exhale, just relax, easy. So while the materialist will try to expand the backyard of their physicality, the meditator likes to expand the domain of their heart feeling to include each and every entity, living, non-living, everything, just breathing with the whole entire sanctity of the universe. Because by that way, we're not just sharing our own heart feeling with those around us, but we are also taking in shelter something greater than ourselves. And that brings us a lot of relief, a lot of comfort, a lot of support, a lot of buoyancy, a lot of spontaneity. So from here on out, just take that nice, quiet, smooth, subtle ride out as you expand your whole connection with the world around you. Take one last deep inhalation. And exhale out. And draw those palms together, thumbs to the Chakuti point, honoring that sanctity within. And then gently draw the hands down to the heart, finding a nice link between ourselves and the greater cosmos that gives us a sense of shelter, of belonging, of love, of connection, all those good things that allow us to grow into healthy and kind-hearted human beings. Internally, we say namaskar.